Paul, from the sideline, that looked an impressive, ruthless at times performance. What did you make of it?
Yeah, at times I'd agree with that. I thought we still had a mixture of emotions in there, but I didn't think we ever really looked like losing the game. I thought start of the game it was a good arm wrestle, and the Saints probably had a couple of opportunities on us in the beginning of the game, and they played real quick. They tried bumping and dropping and finding the floor, which we've done to a fair few teams this year as well, and we just couldn't quite handle that around the middle at the start of the game, and it was tough for us, but I'm just real pleased for our composure and to put ourselves into get a score. And if I'm being honest, we were just getting rolled a little bit at the start of the game, and our composure, just stick at what we're doing and move the ball around and play. I thought we did real, real well.
We said in commentary, you made a bit of a mockery, really, of the league table, the way you played at times. There's some breathtaking rugby.
Oh, I disagree with you there, because we're where we are for a reason, because we've not been good enough all year. My challenge now is to make sure that we don't fall in love with ourselves off back of that. Yeah. It'd be nice to get 50, not just because of who it was against, just in general. It'd be nice to get 50 and actually put a good score on somebody. And to put 48 on St Helens, there's probably some arguments where they think they are informed or whatever, but to put 48 on any St Helens team is a good one.
It seemed a bit caught, really doesn't play. Grix does, but I guess after 15 minutes he'd taken three high kicks, made two great tackles. You must be thinking, yeah, I made the right call here.
Yeah, I think it was a real, real tough one on Ryan. It was a real tough one. What you've got to remember about Ryan is he's come from the Championship, and I don't want to sound disrespectful to the Championship, because I do genuinely believe it's an improving competition. There's a hell of a lot of good players in there. But the intensity of the games are not as good, and I spoke to Ryan. I remember the Wigan game, I spoke speaking to Ryan, and I think after 20 minutes he'd done as much work as what he would do in 80 minutes in the Championship game. And when he was at Lee, it was have a couple of sets, score a try, a couple of sets, score a try. And it's that transition into Super League football which I thought, one is I thought it was due a week off, just because of that physicalness, and two, I just thought with Ryan learning a new position, it's sometimes can be tough, and I think we just needed to bring some experience back there, just for us defensively as well. And no slight on him, and I think physically he needed the rest.
Ika Hihifo, I think I'm nearly there with
Seb.
It. Seb, he made an impact, didn't he? You must be pleased with his first outing.
Yeah, he's. If I'm being honest, we didn't quite know what he was going to get. We knew what player he was going to get, but him travelling this side of the world and living on his own, he's no wife and no kids, and fending for himself and having to listen to a big ball bloke from Cass every day, it's not an easy thing for him, is it? And I can see him when he looks at me, he's looking at my lips, and I know when he does that, because I haven't got a clue on what I'm saying. So he's definitely brought some impact off the bench there, absolutely. And I think you can see that there's absolutely more to come from him once he gets comfortable around the players and knows the players. And he's asked me for bits and bats, can you write this down for me, that down for me? I said, mate, the best way for you to learn is to just get out there. And obviously that's what he's done. And all I said to him when he landed and he sat in my office, and I said, mate, I just want you to run hard until you get your feet under the table. I just want you to run hard and defend with some vigour. If you can do that as a middle type man, that's your underpinning role, then you'll be in my team. I'll be happy with that.
Well, he certainly did that today. I want to ask you as well about Jamie Ellis, his return.
Yeah,
he just adds a little bit of something else as well, doesn't he?
Jamie's a great player. He's going to be, even going forward, he's going to be an even better player as more he plays. And second game back after such a major surgery like he's had, he's gone pretty well today. Gone pretty well, and we just need to get some more practice, get out there, get practicing, and get some smiles on our faces, if I'm honest, because there's been plenty of frowns over the last couple of months.
The way you're performing at the minute, you've closed the gap now to 4 points, you've got Widnes next week, that's a massive game now, isn't it?
Yeah, like you just said to the players out there, I said, look boys, we asked for a performance on a big stage, which is, there's nothing real technical from me before the game. All I talked about is this occasion and the performance that we need to put in there to want this occasion and to perform on a big stage, and I think we've done that, and it all boils down to each individual knowing their role and doing the job. And I think we've got that. Now, after the game, well done. You put a performance together, but don't fall in love with yourselves. We've still got some work to do, because if that was a grand final, then we can all be singing and dancing, but it's not. So we've got to make sure that we keep them grand final-type performances, keep them going, and keep knocking 2 points off, because is this a turning point for our season? We've been saying that for months now, so we're just going to make sure it does come to fruition.
Injury-wise, Jermaine McGilvery looked as though he took a bang on the shoulder.
Yeah, he's a winger, isn't he, mate? He'll toughen up.
And everyone else come through all right?
Yeah, we come through our action pumps and bruises, but it was a physical game, so.
and looking at it, Magic weekend, nice to come here and get a statement win. I think you've just laid a marker down now for people that you're still a threat here, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd like to come back again this year. So we've had two games that we've had a win and a draw, so I'd like to keep coming back here.